Abby, what's up? No, nothing's wrong. My throat's just a little sore. You know why? You watched me. Okay, I know I make it look easy, but you should really appreciate what I do more. Last night, when you watched me take that man's big, fat 10-inch cock down my throat, it was really rough on me. I know I make it look easy, but those gagging sounds aren't just for effect, you know. He was all the way past my uvula. I didn't even taste it when he came, that's how far down my throat he was. And now my throat hurts. I woke up this morning and I could still feel his dick inside my mouth. He was just so big. Way bigger than you, even at your hardest. No, I'm okay. I really liked it. Especially when he grabbed my head and face fucked me. I couldn't hardly breathe and he didn't really seem to care. He just kept shoving his big fat cock down my throat. And I had to learn to breathe around his thrusts. It was really good. And the way he pounded my pussy after that. He got so much deeper than you ever could. He was in me so deep. Even when I tried to push him off, he wouldn't stop. Gosh, I'm getting wet just remembering it. I bet you liked watching it. Liked watching him push past my hands when I tried to push him back because he was too deep. I'll admit it kind of hurt at first, but I kind of liked it when he hurt me, you know? When he pounded that big, thick, girthy dick so deep inside my pussy, it hurt. I could feel it all the way in my stomach. Then I tried to push him back with my legs and my hands. And he just pinned my hands up and held my leg above my head so I couldn't keep him away anymore. And he just pounded into me. It was so good. Especially the way that he looked at me when he gripped my hair and made me look him in the eyes and reminded me that this is what I wanted. That was what I'd asked for. So hot. And you just looked so pathetic there in the corner, just fapping to it. I really thought you were gonna cry when he grabbed my hips and and made me see how much better his cock was than yours. You're really such a pussy sometimes. I don't mean it like that. I just mean that you're really sweet and sincere and, well, you cry kind of easy sometimes, which is really kind of pathetic when you consider the sort of stuff you're into, you know? I mean, no real man would want to watch their wife get absolutely railed by some other man's 10-inch dick, you know? No other man would be okay listening to his wife talk all day, knowing that the hoarse raspiness in her voice was from some other man throat fucking her. And then you have the balls to get teary about it. Even you have to admit you're kind of a pussy. And when he started to rape my ass. Oh, it hurt so bad. All I did was spit on it and then start to shove that big dick in my ass. Oh, it hurt so bad. I told him no when to stop, and he just kept pushing in and hurting me. It kind of ripped my asshole a little bit the way he just shoved it in there. And all you did was watch in the corner and jerk off harder. He was really hurting me. Even if I begged him to stop, even if I begged you to help me, you wouldn't have been able to stop him. He's so much bigger and stronger than you. Honestly, he could make you his bitch if he wanted. And instead he made me his bitch. An absolute slave for his cock. Made me beg him to fuck my throat so he'd stop raping my ass like that. It hurts so bad I can't even sit down. And you never even thought about doing anything about it, did you? You're too much of a pussy for that. Really, you deserve to have your wife fucked by some man. Some real man that's better than you. God. Even I have to admit I liked it. It hurt so bad having him rape my ass like that while I begged him to stop. And the way he just left me laying there after it. My ass bleeding a little bit. His cock bloody from it. It was kind of a hot sight. And then the way he just flipped me over and shoved it in my pussy again after that. Pinning me to the floor. Treating me like some whore that's not even good enough for the bed. It was pretty hot. I'd do it again. I'd let him use me all over again. Have free reign over my holes like that. All you could do is watch in the corner. Tear up and jack off like the loser you are. No, I'm not. Not a real loser. But, you know. I love you. I really do. I love you so much. But, baby. You can never fuck me like he does. You're a bit of a loser in bed. Oh, don't look at me like that. I love you. I love you so much I married you. But honestly, having me fuck other men, that's something only a real loser would do. And asking me to fuck men with bigger and bigger cocks, especially ones that are so much girthier than your little pencil dick. It's not something a real winner does. But I love you anyway, so don't worry about it, okay? You can jerk off in the corner all you want, and maybe, you know, maybe one day you can watch some other man fill me with cum. And when I get pregnant a couple months later, you'll know that it's not yours because you haven't touched me in so long. And you'll always listen to this sweet voice left raspy and sore because of some other man. I know that's what you really want. Even if I hesitated for it at first, it's really what I want now. Having big, girthy, well-endowed men rape me while you watch and jerk off to the sight of me being fucked by another man. It's really exciting. Waking up, still being able to feel his throat and his cock in my throat. It's incredible. I wake up in the morning and I can still feel his hands on side of me. Still feel his cock in my throat and in my ass, and feel how sore and tender my pussy is from the pounding he gave me. And honestly, I feel too sore to even pretend I want to have you touch me. But I feel so good in the moment. My throat hurts. Could you give me some ice water, please? Thank you. You really are the best husband, even if you're a pathetic lover.